With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. is closely tracking variants of the coronavirus. At a White House briefing, Fauci says the U.K. mutant strain, which has been found in at least 20 states here, is highly transmissible, but isn't necessarily more dangerous than the COVID strain in this country.
However, we shouldn't be lulled into complacency about that, because if you have a virus that is more transmissible, you're going to get more cases. When you get more cases, you're going to get more hospitalizations. And when you get more hospitalizations, you're ultimately going to get more deaths.
Fauci also says new COVID cases and hospitalizations appear to be plateauing, at least for now, but deaths remain high, over 400,000 here in the U.S. Yesterday, President Biden signed 10 executive orders and unveiled his national COVID-19 action plan. Meanwhile, vaccine shortages are being reported across the country, forcing the temporary closure of some vaccination sites. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy calls for a bipartisan commission to investigate claims that members helped rioters on January 6th.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy restated his call for a bipartisan commission to investigate allegations that GOP members contributed to the unrest in the Capitol on January 6th.
Any member participated in breaking law or rioting that way, yes. I think anybody should be held accountable of that process. I do not know of any member that has done that.
Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen has made unsubstantiated claims that Republican members gave tours of the building to rioters the day before the attack. McCarthy also questions why Capitol Police were unable to secure the grounds and why the National Guard did not arrive earlier. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The top Republican in the Senate wants to postpone Donald Trump's impeachment trial to next month. Give the president, former president, more time. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. President Biden is requiring people to wear face masks on planes, trains, and buses in an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus. That executive order came down yesterday. On Wednesday, the first day of his presidency, he ordered masks to be worn on federal lands. There are now more than 76,000 COVID cases in Duval County, including over 850 deaths. The testing site at the Regency Square Mall has become a vaccination site, too, run by the state of Florida and accepting appointments for vaccinations only by phone. There have been more than 1.6 million cases statewide, including over 24,000 deaths. Two people are expected to be all right after three cars, one of which was a police cruiser, crashed. It happened yesterday morning at the corner of Lake Gray and Blanding Boulevards in Jacksonville. First Coast News reports that one car rear-ended the cruiser, then hit the third car. The police officer was not hurt. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane and Cassett Avenue. It's from an earlier accident that has the right lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 or 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some Florida Republican legislators are proposing a change to the Florida retirement system. A new proposal will require new state employees to enroll in a 401k-style plan. Republican senators propose postponing an impeachment trial for former President Trump until February. And fearing more gun control from the Biden administration, some states are pursuing the idea of having Second Amendment sanctuaries.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Going into hour number two, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. It's always good to have all of you here. I promise you, your morning drive will be much more entertaining wherever you're on your way right here. As we say, it's the three fastest hours anywhere in Morning Talk Radio. If you think you heard it somewhere else, you heard it here first. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. As we reported on Wednesday, and of course he did it again on yesterday, more executive orders. Now almost 30 have been signed by that of President Joe Biden. One of those, of course, is to stop the Keystone XL pipeline. News reports now talking about 11,000 union high-paying jobs will be lost.
About President Biden canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and an estimated 11,000 jobs.
That is Fox News' Mike Emanuel. Transportation Secretary nominee, Mayor Pete. Remember Mayor Pete? Pete Buttigieg was being asked this question by Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz. Hey, with all these jobs lost, what's going to happen? Oh, they'll just find another one.
So for those workers, the answer is somebody else will get a job?
The answer is that we are very eager to see those workers continue to be employed in good-paying union jobs, even if they might be different ones.
Really? How long could that maybe be? How long before you find me another union jobs? Worried about more gun control coming from the Biden administration. Four states and now more. Many municipalities, even here in the state of Florida, are now seeking protection from any federal gun legislation that would affect their Second Amendment rights. Now it's called the Second Amendment Sanctuary, and more states are looking to pick that up. Fox News, William Lajeunesse.
President Biden's plan to rewrite America's gun laws makes gun owners nervous. A Second Amendment sanctuary state, banning the use of state money or manpower to enforce any federal law or regulation that violates the right to bear arms. Four states and more than 400 mostly red cities and towns passed measures declaring themselves gun sanctuaries, modeled after blue state rules that protect illegal immigrants from federal law. While opponents call gun sanctuary laws symbolic, they do fear their effect. Gun advocates fear local police will be enlisted to enforce a national gun registry, confiscate guns, and limit the sale of ammunition. Opponents say courts, not states, define the Second Amendment, but some fear Biden will issue rules and regs bypassing gun protections.
And, of course, the pro-gun control advocates think that they even say, quote, this is un-American. Kristen Brown, Center for Prevention, the Brady Center for Prevention of Gun Violence.
There is no substance behind this. It's theater. It's spectacle. It is anti-American and deeply troubling that anyone would run for office and push something like this. They're denying support for citizens in their state who are impacted by gun violence.
And of course, President Biden campaigned on going after your guns and the clips of the ammunition that holds them.
Won't stop until we beat the NRA.
I'm going to do everything in my power, in office or out of office, to get those assault weapons off the street, which I've done once already, and to get those clips that have multiple bullets in them not for sale.
Of course, one of the big debates down the road is what's going to take place of last year's 2020 election. Yes, there were voting irregularities. Now a new Hill-Harris-X poll finds that the majority of voters would support, if Congress will go along with it, a bipartisan commission on to probe potential irregularities that were on the vote counts in the 2020 election. 59% would support it if you broke, and 41% would oppose that out there. If you break it down by parties, 80% of Republicans support a congressional commission into the 2020 election. 56% of independents would support it, but 61% of Democrats would oppose an election commission.
There was fraud in this election. I don't have any doubt about that. There was fraud. We just don't know the extent. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
That is on the Homeland Security Committee, Republican Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin. The day that he was sworn in, Joe Biden talked about unity and everything else out there. Remember all of the riots from BLM and that what happened at the Capitol Hill protest a couple weeks ago were Trump's fault. Well, Antifa and other members of those out there decided to have their own party the night Biden got sworn in.
Left-wing Antifa agitators not listening to President Joe Biden's call for unity. Instead, they rampage through the streets of West Coast cities. Police declaring an unlawful assembly in Portland after far-left thugs attacked an ICE facility. Earlier in the day, rioters smashing windows at Oregon's Democratic headquarters. At least 8 people were arrested. In Denver, protesters burned American flags outside the state Capitol building. In Seattle, anarchists damaging an Amazon store, courthouse, and the country's first ever Starbucks.
That was from the Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell. That's right. Antifa protesters rampaged the Democratic Party headquarters in the state of Oregon. They also held up large banners. We don't want Biden. We want revenge. They destroyed offices by smashing windows using hammer, metal batons, dragged dumpsters into the street, started fires out there. Portland police responded. They confiscated knives, batons, a crowbar, pepper spray, homemade firebombs as well. And that didn't stop also when it came to just one city. It even went into other cities as well.
We have several protests underway in both Seattle and Portland. In Portland, about 100 far-left anti-police protesters dressed all in black marched through the northeast part of the city. Along the way, they smashed windows of a building that houses the Oregon Democratic Party and carried signs saying that we are not governable and a new world from the ashes. And in a different part of Portland, more left-wing protesters have gathered for a rally called Inaugurate Justice and Defend Black Lives.
They were yelling F Biden and everything else out there. And yet, have we heard anything from the Democrats? Remember, this is a movement. Them, Antifa, BLM, the protest isn't going to stop, nor should they stop. Vice President Kamala Harris, when she was Senator of California, running with Joe Biden on the VP ticket.
This is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
904-831-0600. Rod, good morning. Thank you for calling. How are you?
Yeah, okay. Well, that last comment from Kamala plays right into my my point. She's saying that it wasn't going to stop after the election. Well, is she still backing it? And if anyone is arrested, is she still going to advocate that they be bailed out by hey, I think what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, don't you?
That's a good point. That's a good question.
She should be told about that.
That's right. Hey, Rod, good point. Thanks for calling this morning.
Thank you, and take care.
Thanks. Let us go back. Before we get back to the calls at 831-0600, let us go back to the tape. But many of you know that we have.
Mm-hmm.
This was the September debate between then-President Trump and Democratic former VP Joe Biden. Antifa is not a movement. It's not an organization. It's just an idea. Remember this?
And the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a
left-wing.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacists. Antifa is an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Antifa is an idea, not an organization. You know what? I figured it out. It must be the Proud Boys dressing up.
QAnon.
Yeah, QAnon. That's who's doing all of this stuff. And I think the Proud Boys and QAnon are just as creepy. Not only they're just as creepy as Antifa, but anyway. Let's go to Craig. Craig, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Ed. How are you doing?
Brother, how are you? What's been going on, man?
Trying to enjoy life after this week and trying to fend off all my liberal friends who are so happy. And so,
just let them enjoy it. Yeah, Craig, listen, I'm with you, brother. It's rough. Even on Facebook, I just let it go.
Yeah, I do. I let it go and just listen to all their rants. But I was listening. I was dropping my daughter off at school, and I was listening about this Patriot Party thing that everybody kind of talks about. And I'll be honest with you, the Republicans need to sit down. My feeling is that the Patriot Party is a loser. We're going to never win an election,
right?
If Trump tries to do this. I do believe that Trump is his movement is still there, but I believe he should not try to run again. I just think it's not going to work. What I believe the Republicans need to do, they need to figure out how to tap into, and this is where the Patriot will fail, because they need to tap into the African American vote more than we're even doing. And you talked a lot this morning about legalization of drugs, and the Republicans talk about the pro-life movement. This to me should be the easiest thing to tap into. To black churches and the religious leaders and those groups that should be supporting those ideals of the Republican Party.
They do.
Those are not the ideals of the Democratic Party.
Well, hold on, Craig, hold on for a second. Let me throw something at you. Like Craig is referring in hour number one. I don't know if many of you remember the story. I think we covered on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Craig, this hasn't made big news yet. They're going to try to push recreational marijuana. They think they get full blown. They think mm-hmm. they can get on the ballot in 2022 here in Florida. What
right.
they're saying is that we had one of the CEO, we played one of the clips, they thinking with the Dems in power now, at least federally, that more federal legislation to promote like the banking for moving money around with marijuana will happen. But the argument was, and I've been saying this for years, their argument, and again, there are voters that will go along with this, whether they support it or not, will be, of course, we can pay for education, we can pay for environmental programs by raising taxes and regulating marijuana that way. Now, I set this up because, Craig, you made a point. Going into the churches and talking about drugs, I was asking, who was it? I was talking to, we did a story a couple of years ago on the medical recreational, and I'm trying to remember if it was one of the Democratic state reps. We were doing a story on this, and I asked him, and I asked a couple of his consultants. I said, I would think that those in the black community, Craig, mm-hmm. would be opposed because it promotes drugs. And you know what they said to me? They said yes and no. They said that because of what's being talked about in the media, that the majority of those in the black community that go to jail, it's because of drugs. And if you make it more legal, they won't go to drugs. Maybe they will support legalization.
Right.
I heard that. What do you think, Craig?
No, I think that's a stupid argument is what, for one thing.
I'm with you,
but right, but the fact that you're saying, okay, they won't go to jail because now drugs will be legal, that's not the whole point. The point that you need to approach the churches and approach the African-American community, because I think we do need them. The Republicans need them more.
Amen.
But you need to approach it as this is your life. This is will ruin someone's life. A young man getting hooked on marijuana at 16, 17, 18, they're going to do that for the rest of their life. And how are they going to contribute to society and get a good job
mm-hmm.
and be able to have a family and support their family and support our community? And I just think they need to approach it from that side.
Forgive me if I interrupt. Yeah. You think those are the top two issues in the black community, is the pro-life movement and the drugs?
No, I mean, I think in the religious side of the black community.
Yes. Okay,
because
good point.
I believe that the young woman in Georgia, I believe she could go around and harvest votes from anybody by saying the Republicans are bad. They don't want to pay you for whatever, staying home, or they don't want to help you. They don't want to help you. They're going to cut your programs. They're going to cut things for your kids. She can get a ton of votes that way. But I think if you have the right Republicans going into churches and talking with these pastors and talking with their congregations and talking with the community and letting them know what real Republican ideals are, and how I think you'll go a long way there to build that bridge, which we need that bridge built.
I got to get going, man. I appreciate your call. No, I like what you had to say.
I think Craig, hit on something. The grown-ups in the black community, say 40 and over, they're far more conservative than you would realize.
Okay.
The problem is the Republican Party has got an image that they don't like black people. That's the perception that black people
have. Here's the image of the Republican Party. We don't work in the black communities. And that is a right image that blacks and those in the black community have of the Republican Party. I've covered them for years. And by the way, it's just not the Republicans. Democrats take advantage of those in the black community as well. Trust me. Man, I'm telling you, I swear on heaven above, I would love to run for office. And I'll tell you what I'll do. If I lose, I'm still going to run in the black community. I don't want to run in the white community. I want to mess things up for the Democrats. I agree with a lot of what you have to say. But economic development, two things turn things around, folks. knowing the good Lord is your savior, and free market economics, and stop telling we're going to revamp those in the black community with economic development. I'm sorry, I just had my breakfast. I've been hearing this from Republicans, and I've been hearing this from Democrats. And shame on you, for all of you that sit back and say we got problems in our community, but you continue to vote for the same people back in office. I wish somebody would answer me that question. You can say it, Roger. Say it.
Perception is reality.
No. I just wanted an amen. A woman. Amen. All right. I love you, Roger. More coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still dealing with light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane and Cassett Avenue. It's from an earlier accident that has the right lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 or 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees. The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Around the World in 80 Days and Jailhouse Rock. And 1957 was also the year the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. And now Boger Shoes has become your fashion headquarters for New Balance footwear. Boger's has just received a new shipment of New Balance shoes for women and men, with many new colors and styles from which to choose. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all your footwear needs. With your prescription, the 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff at Boger's can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Boger Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 80 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Come by Boger Shoes today and see for yourself why Boger's was voted Bold City's best specialty shoe store at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Happy New Year from everyone at Boger's Shoes.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center Office Building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Republican senators propose postponing an impeachment trial for former President Trump until February. Fearing more gun control from the Biden administration, some states are pursuing the idea of having Second Amendment sanctuaries. And a new poll shows a majority of voters would support a bipartisan commission to probe potential voting irregularities in the 2020 election.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still dealing with light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane and Cassett Avenue. It's from an earlier accident that has the right lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 or 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Daddy loves you.
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence. No one condones the violence, but there were different reasons for Antifa and for these neo-Nazis to be there. One, racist fascists. The other group, fighting racist fascists. There is a fascist. There's a distinction there.
They did not go there to fight against hate.
That's CNN's D. Lemon. Is that Chris Cuomo calls him? Or Don Lemon? Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo. I mean, so Antifa, by the way, they had their big party. Riots, Portland, Seattle, other cities as well. By the way, you notice they're always in Democratic cities. Why is that?
And it's crazy. I work in the media. I didn't know anything about these riots until you brought them up.
Roger,
I'm thinking, how did I miss this?
Roger, you nailed it again out of the ballpark. You'll see this on Fox. Uh-huh. You'll see this from us. And maybe I haven't seen this anywhere on the media. That is a great point. That is a great, great point. I had this. I pulled out this clip. This was, who was this? This was a Trump supporter, I guess, whatever he was with the campaign. Steve Cortez got into it with Antifa being defended by CNN's Chris Cuomo. This is, for those of you just tuning in, Antifa had big riots in several West Coast cities Wednesday, the evening of the day of the inauguration of Joe Biden.
I want to talk about Antifa or Black Lives Matter or any of the groups that assembled that day to fight against neo-Nazis, you make a moral equivalent between those two actions, you're making a mistake in America.
Really?
The president did it that day. And you know it was a mistake. I don't know why you don't know that.
No. Chris, you and I have talked about this before. I do not make any differentiation between neo-Nazis and Antifa. Just because they claim in their name that they are anti-fascist, their tactics are, in fact, totally fascist.
One of the groups was created to kill people they don't like. The other group,
and so was Antifa.
Lives Matter,
Antifa
has hangers-on and aberrant actors within their ranks, but and the groups were not created to destroy parts of humanity.
No. Just few cars, few buildings, few government statutes, few government buildings, few local police stations. Say, who else did they kill and murder? Retired cops. No, it's just isolated incidents. Here's the question. Seriously. And this is it. This is the facts of this radio show. We always present opinions, but the facts are indisputable. This is a fact. Why is it that the majority of these, if not all, but the majority, I may miss one. Why are they all done? Thank you for being alert there with the music, Raj. Why are they... I'm messing with you, Raj. Why are they all done in Democratic-run cities? The mayor of D.C. can't wait to condemn the violence at the protests at the Capitol, which I agree with. But when it came to Black Lives Matter and Antifa, well, we'll be lukewarm about it. Just kind of curious about all that. 904-831-0600. I love you, Raj. We're having a little fun off the
computer
air.
Glitch here.
More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Into law, a measure to allow retired General Lloyd Austin to be Secretary of Defense. Both the House and Senate easily passed a waiver that would allow Austin to hold the position despite bipartisan concerns about preserving civilian control of the military. The waiver was required because Austin retired from the service within the last 7 years. He would be the first black Pentagon chief. With COVID cases and hospitalizations still running high, health officials are running into another problem: vaccine shortages. New York City has had to cancel first-dose vaccine appointments at multiple locations. Yesterday at the White House, the president signed 10 executive orders related to the pandemic. Mr. Biden said it'll take months to turn things around, but he promised help is on the way. This is SRN News.
Some great
news on WBOB. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Bortman. If by any chance you happen to see a naked guy driving a Jacksonville police car yesterday morning near I-10, your eyes were not deceiving you. Authorities say that an officer spotted the nude man on the side of the road and jumped out of his car to help. Then the guy made a break for the cruiser and sped off. He only made it a few minutes down the road before crashing into some trees. When the police caught up, the man was screaming, but otherwise all right. The mother of a Jacksonville teenager who was shot in the head has been charged. Late Tuesday afternoon, the 14-year-old girl was rushed to the hospital from the scene on Wedgefield Boulevard. She died after spending a day on life support. News for Jax reports that 34-year-old Amanda Guthrie is now looking at multiple counts, including aggravated manslaughter, a weapons charge, a drug charge, and child neglect. She was being held on a $95,000 bond, but bonded out of jail yesterday morning. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Dennis Prager here, and on the next Dennis Prager Show, what do we do now? The president has been impeached a second time, and here's a big question. Does anybody care, or has the left cheapened the word impeach like they have cheapened just about everything else? Where do we go now? Plus, the Happiness Hour on the next Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still dealing with light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane and Cassett Avenue. It's from an earlier accident that has the right lane blocked, so be aware and add about 4 or 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65, more showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Fearing more gun control from the Biden administration, some states are pursuing the idea of having Second Amendment sanctuaries. A new poll shows the majority of voters would support a bipartisan commission to probe potential voting irregularities in the 2020 election. And violence broke out in some major cities by Antifa and other left-wing groups the day Joe Biden was sworn in as president.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, so what is the chance of rain going on today?
80%, so it's going to rain.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going hunting tomorrow morning, so it doesn't matter. You know, I'm like Rambo. I don't need, just give me the knife and thing and I'll get it. I don't need the, you know, the guns and everything else.
Okay.
That's for the hog, but for the deer, forget about it.
Bow and arrow.
Yeah. So anyway.
You ever hunted with a bow and arrow before?
Yeah, I've done a little bit. I prefer more of the crossbow now, just because I'm a little bit more lazier. But anyway, I'm not lazy. I just like crossbows much easier. All right, more coming up. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue to move along. Good topic coming up next. Eric Eichenberg. The EvergladesFoundation.org. He is the CEO. Okay, so there is Now we're done with the inauguration. We've got a Congress out there, bipartisan, for infrastructure. Shouldn't be a big political diversity, or should I say, to be a big differences of how to get things done. Everglades restoration will be part of that. And we're looking at some of the infrastructure bills. I know that you're traveling to Tallahassee. I know you got to travel to D.C. Are they, from what I understand, is it possible to scale 1 to 10? It could be like an 8, that there may be infrastructure done this year. What do you hear, Eric?
How about that? Yeah, that's exactly what we're hearing. There is some good bipartisan support being built around an infrastructure package. And, from the perspective of Florida or the perspective of the Everglades Foundation, as much as our roads, bridges, airports are important, we also, our water infrastructure is critical. And we have a number of projects ready to go.
Now, I don't want to make this political, there was a couple of articles that caught my attention. You got conservative Republicans like Brian Mass says, hey, listen, I differ with Biden, but I will agree with him on issues in Florida. Florida Senator Ray Rodriguez was quoted by saying that, the federal government, we don't want to go back to the days of Obama, back then with Biden. He says, and I didn't realize all of this back then, he says that administration put Everglades restoration and some of those projects on the back burner. Now, this is interesting history. Explain this to the audience, what Rodriguez was saying there.
Well, I think history, everyone has their own perspective on history as it relates to some of these issues. I think back in during those years, the challenge was the lack of sustained funding. So if you're not having the $200 and $250 million that we're seeing now based on the last 2 years, and instead you're getting $100 million, $60, $40, it fluctuates back and forth, that's what causes a lot of these projects to start, to pause, maybe even to stop. You have to, if you're a contractor and you're building a home, you know, you're not going to take a job if the homeowner is going to pay you a third of the price 6 months from now, or half the price, or not, maybe not even any of it. So the challenge for the Army Corps of Engineers of the state of Florida is if they don't see sustained, reliable funding sitting in a pot or in an account or in a lockbox, for that matter, then you're not going to get it finished. So that's why we're pushing hard for sustained funding, robust funding, and let's get these projects completed.
You know, it's just to have a little fun here, I don't want to put you in a spot where you may have to make a decision on this, but it's just kind of interesting that you look at President Trump had secured, which you have pointed out, historical increase in funding for the Everglades, and then when you look at some of the other past things, that it's been funded better for infrastructure and things like that, better under the Republicans than under the Democrats. I just found that to be interesting.
Yeah, and in Florida, the issue has just been one party has been in control of the governor's mansion now for the last 20 some years, and as well as the legislature. So those dollars are increasing from Florida. Florida is ahead of Washington as it relates to Everglades funding. But when you talk to members of Congress now from both sides of the aisle, as I've done, they see that it's a joke that we keep talking about. Oh, let's invest in our aging infrastructure. Well, we've been talking about that now for 4 or 5 years. Finally, as coalitions are being built, I mentioned to you last week, we're part of a broad coalition of business interests here from the state of Florida. We're going to go to Washington and push to have it actually succeed.
Eric Eichenberg is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. Website, evergladesfoundation.org. At Florida Daily, we had an article that came out just recently, just in the past few days, and it was a real good in-depth one of our reporters did, where they talk about Everglades agriculture area. Again, infrastructure. You've got Republicans Rubio and the other Senate Republican, Senator Rick Scott, that says, hey, we want these issues and these projects to receive full and consideration of the value to local communities out there. And I am reading this list. I mean, besides you guys, there is a tonload of things, whether it's in St. Augustine or to Manatee Harbor out there. Does this put you in an unfortunate bind that other dollars have to compete? I get that. Or is funding what you guys have, is that going to be separate from what some of these other groups want?
No, I think I saw the same article and the same list. It just shows you the size of the state of Florida. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of projects from Pensacola down to Key West and all points in between. You know, I think, Ed, in trying to determine how we approach this, you have a population of almost 22 million people. They're talking about $1 trillion, $1 trillion over a 10-year period in infrastructure. If you just take the per capita percentage of this population vis-a-vis the entire nation, Florida's due about $60 billion. When we talk about Everglades infrastructure over the next 10 years, it's $6.3 billion. So these numbers in the realm of $1 trillion are almost rounding errors. And we're going to work with municipalities, with business, with chambers, with agriculture, whoever it might be, that wants to go and secure the money that's needed here in Florida. Because, you know, the perspective, and I hope you appreciate this, we don't want to sit back and say we missed it. $1 trillion package out of Washington and Florida wasn't ready to go and secure those dollars. We don't want to be in that position. That's why we're starting now. It's a bipartisan effort.
You know, for years as a journalist, you could go to, for example, Brevard County, where NASA's at, and let's say that a freeze come in, or let's say that you got less grass for the fishermen out there, depending, it could be cold water, manatees, whatever, you know, the idea of what's being taken away of certain things out there. It becomes an issue when it's talked about, is the idea of the jobs that can be talked about through the infrastructure, the reservoirs, especially for those down in South Florida, as well as throughout other parts of the state, does the media address these issues, or is it like once a year? In other words, does it not come across as, that we say, sexy enough newsworthiness to be covered all the time, or is there a major lack of coverage?
Well, I think it's coverage when the item gets placed on the front burner. Sometimes you don't have this coverage as regular as you wish, but I have noticed an uptick in tying water infrastructure to the overall issues, whether it's the schools in a community or the other growth management issues. People are now flocking. They're moving to Florida in droves. And, you know, South Florida, the Tampa Bay area, Northeast Florida. And when folks come down here, you know, you may not hear it or read it in a newspaper or on a television report, but they're talking to their realtors. How's the water? How's the fishing? How's the boating?
Great point.
We work with realtors who are, in my mind, the frontline ambassadors for Florida's environment. They know what's going on, and that's why the Florida Association of Realtors has said we want to make sure Everglades restoration is complete. So it's all tied together, a state that's tourism. Our economy is based on tourism. It's based on property and real estate. We cannot afford to miss these type of opportunities.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis, which is a big supporter of you guys, and he's still, again, he got funding there to make sure that these projects are taken care of. Some of the Republicans that are maybe supported by other special interests are kind of like, well, maybe we don't want to spend all of this amount of money. If you don't get the full funding you want, can you get the remaining of it from the feds, or is that that's totally a different thing?
It's two different pots of money. Florida, every dollar that Florida invests, and they've invested quite a bit under Governor DeSantis and some of his predecessors, it has to be matched by D.C. D.C. has to come behind the state of Florida dollar for dollar. So, you know, again, we're the number, and your listeners may want to be sitting down when I say this number, but quite frankly, again, based on the federal budgeting process, we're looking at $725 million for this first year. The Biden administration, over the next 4 years, has the opportunity to get that annual appropriations dollar up to $725, and we're going to work with them to hopefully get there.
By the way, Eric, I got to put this in here because I'm going to get boatloads of email. Folks, this is not a Green New Deal. I got to put that out there, Eric.
Well, listen, this is a reasonable approach. If any administration or a Congress or a governor wants to get some points on the board, this is the issue. Because again, we've been 20 years at it. We need the money. The money's coming, and it's a uniter. If we need any issue to unite us right now, Ed, it's this. It's our environment. It's our water. It's our fishing and boating. Let's get it done.
That's right. Instead of holding up batons and other things, hold up a fishing rod and go fishing in the Everglades, which
there
is what I want to do. All right. I
there
love it. Eric Eichenberg, the CEO. Eric, I was still waiting for a good quote this morning. I guess I'll have to wait till next week. Anyway, I kid with him on that. Eric Eichenberg, CEO of the Everglades Foundation. Good to have you on today.
Take care, Ed.
All right, man. I like it. Seriously, dude, I'm just telling you. I love the fish, love the hunt, and they need to finish reopening things in South Florida so we can go take an airboat ride and go do some stuff down there.
Exactly.
In Everglades. More coming up next. Dean Roger Henderson. Yeah, I like Eric from the EvergladesFoundation.org. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 95 headed south, right at Emerson. It's from an earlier accident that has a left lane blocked, so be aware and add about 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a happy new year.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all, for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1945.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll shows the majority of voters would support a bipartisan commission to probe potential voting irregularities in the 2020 election. Violence broke out in some major cities by Antifa and other left-wing groups the day Joe Biden was sworn in as president. And some Florida Republican legislators are promoting the idea to change the Florida retirement system. A new proposal will require new state employees to enroll in a 401k-style plan.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, 748. Good morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Impeachment. Republicans. This is kind of interesting because there was a conversation by the Democrats because they got to keep Trump around. He's the greatest thing for him for fundraising and everything else. That the argument was that maybe we'll do it, if not the first 100 days, we'll do it after the first 100 days.
Right.
Nobody gives a flip about the first 100 days. Who cares about this? That's just overrated out there. Having said this, now Senate Republicans have said that, can we wait till February? Now, wait. What do you mean wait? I thought it was going to wait till Roger, maybe March or April.
Right.
Now Senate Republicans are talking about Mitch McConnell wants to push it back, the impeachment hearings until February, from thehill.com.
Mitch McConnell proposed on a call with Republican senators Thursday that Donald Trump's impeachment trial be delayed until February to give the former president enough time to mount a defense. McConnell told colleagues that Trump should have at least as much time as the president had in previous trials, which means he would like to postpone the proceeding until the second week of February.
The Democratic. I want to get to this in a second. There's a story. I asked the question the other day that if the Senate's, if the, and there's a good chance, there's a decent chance, not a big, it could be still 50-50, but it could be a 1-point lead, 1-seat lead. If you look at the numbers for 2022, that the Republicans could pick up versus the Democrats. I think it's a good chance that the Republicans could pick up the Senate next year based on the numbers and based on the House. And I asked the question, was it on Tuesday or Wednesday? I asked the question, if the Republicans win back one of those, it was a trivia question, which Republican leader is in trouble? It's the end of his political career. Mm-hmm. And I think he would step down, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, he's probably the most vulnerable right now.
Well, Mitch McConnell just got elected. And the reason why, because Mitch and all the, some of the comments he said about Trump, that he may not be wrong, excuse me, about Trump costing the Senate, the Georgia races, for the Senate to lose, and McConnell his leadership. But some of the comments Mitch has made. Well, guess what? According to CNN and Yahoo News, story just came out yesterday. A faction of Senate Republicans are warning that if Mitch McConnell votes to convict President Trump, there will be a severe and swift backlash against him. One senior GOP senator, according to the article, told CNN that if McConnell does this, Roger, quote, I don't know if he can stay as leader.
Yeah, probably won't, you know.
It'll be major backlash.
Yeah, there would be. You know, there's you know, still a great deal of support for Donald Trump, you know, within the Republican ranks, and, you know, not being a team loyalist, you know, that probably would not put you in good
standing. Here's an interesting question. Yeah. If you believe Trump is, again, this is just what are the beliefs, so I'm going to ask on both sides. If you believe Trump is still going to be a major benefit to the Republican Party, if Republicans getting elected, don't you want them to do an impeachment to tick off the Trump voters? But if you were going to, but hear me out.
You especially want him to start the Patriot Party.
Well,
that's another
issue. But hear me out. If you're Republicans and you believe that Trump is going to be still a major benefactor to your campaign, state or whatever, don't you want this thing to kick off to maybe late this year, maybe early next year?
Yeah.
Because it'll incite people on the Republicans to vote for the Republican that doesn't want Trump to get impeached. Or is it on the other side that if you're a Republican and you don't think in a year and a half Trump is going to be beneficial to the Republican Party, that you're like sitting back going, you know what, I don't want this dragged on, let's get it done with now? What do you think?
Well, I think that Donald Trump does represent a certain level of polarization in America, and even within the Republican Party, you know, you always have the never Trumpers out there. Those are probably grown in number, at least the ones who are willing to be on the record now that he's out of office. Yeah, they want them talked about. That helps Democrats. Yeah,
the Democratic Party needs a boogeyman. Trump was a great boogeyman. And with him gone, where is that energy going to go? It probably is going to go from the left and direct at Joe Biden for not governing left enough. Fundraising. Donald Trump is the best fundraiser for the Democrats ever. You mention his name and people just start writing checks. You keep that happening, you keep the money flowing.
That's Jesse Waters, one of the hosts on Fox News, The Five. I think he brings up a valid point. He does bring up a very, very valid point right there. 831-0600. Email address @wbob.com. We'll take your calls and comments. All coming up next. Just a couple of moments right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Our roads are a little wet, so continue to drive with extra caution. And we do have some light traffic on 295 headed south, right at Beach Boulevard. It's from an accident that has a left lane blocked, so add an extra 5 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Radical Dems rushing a $1.9 trillion spending spree. Ford and General Motors getting Wall Street buzz. President Biden requiring masks for any travelers. Those stories next.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. Most mesothelioma diagnoses are thought to be related to asbestos exposure. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-910-1950. That number again, 1-800-910-1950. 1-800-910-1950. Call today, 1-800-910-1950.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll ram through a massive new spending program of more than $1.9 trillion to battle the China virus. She's rearranged the entire House schedule to rubber stamp the massive plan by February 1st, reminiscent of her infamous line about Obamacare. We've got to pass the bill so you can see what's in it. Investors are showing new enthusiasm for heritage automakers, including Ford and General Motors. GM shares jumping 35% this month. Ford stock is up 20%. President Joe Biden has signed a requirement that you wear a mask if you're planning to travel. The order mandates masks be worn on aircraft, ships, trains, public transportation, including intercity buses, leaving no room for people to argue about their rights. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
What is his definition of unity is a question that I think he needs to answer. He doesn't answer questions at all from the press. Is unity whereas we are going to understand that people have differences of opinions but still come together on shared values? Or is it the Soviet style of unity where it's more unity is the absence of opposition?
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to let's go to Charles first. Hey, Charles, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, man, thanks for calling. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, just that we've got about a month into this corona shot thing, but yet I keep hearing, you know, the people that get the shots, is not the shot the reason you take the mask off? I mean, I'm not understanding what's going on with that.
What are you talking about?
Well, they've gone and got their corona shots, but yet when they still go in public, they have to wear... Is that not the reason you get a vaccine? Is so you don't have to wear a mask? And
I've heard... That's a good question. That's a good question. But, yeah, they're telling me I still got to wear a mask, Charles.
But why? What is the theory behind if you go and get a shot and then you still do what you...
I'm with you. Roger, Roger, you got an answer for Charles?
Closest answers I can come up with is they don't know who had the vaccine and who did not. So to make sure that, you know, the most people are protected, they're just asking everyone to continue to wear a mask under the theory that it doesn't cause any problems to have one on other than you probably...
Yeah, unless you got your papers, Charles. I guess that's what he's saying.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to show papers necessarily.
That's what I want to get at. See, I have the immune system to it. I give the one blood and LabCorp way back in April. So I've been very fortunate to know right off the bat I was immune to it.
Are you still getting the vaccine?
No. They used my plasma. they were paying me $625 a plasma donation.
Wait. You need to be emailing me this. Me and Roger need to make a couple bucks on the weekend.
Yeah, we both have the antibodies. Hey, let's get some paid.
I'm normally an antibody, but yeah, I want that. All right. Charles, that's a good question. If I got the vaccine, why do I need to wear a mask? And Roger probably got a pretty decent answer to that. I like that. Your call's still coming up next. I got a top of the hour. Woody and Dana and the rest of you, we're going to get to all of you next. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.